Thank you both so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So Kentucky Derby, tell me about what this event is.
So this is a new event.
Yeah.
This is something that Debbie McCormick and Jimmy's Pizza just kind of came to Discovery Depot and said, this sounds fun, and we want to do a fundraiser. So
yeah.
It's Saturday, May 1st, and it's going to be from 3 to 7 at Jimmy's Pizza. You don't have to be there. You don't have to participate in the whole thing. $3 from every large pizza is going to benefit Discovery Depot. So you can do dine-in. You can carry out. You can be there from 3 to 7. We just hope that people call for reservations just so you get a table. It's going to be decorated. And then we're also going to have some contests. So you can participate in contests such as Best Ensemble, Best Bow Tie, Best Horse Themed Hat, or Best 2021 Race Themed Style. And more. So we're going to have raffles and prizes and everything.
So you have to dress. Everybody's encouraged to dress up.
Yes.
Kentucky Derby theme kind of thing. Because the Kentucky Derby, that's the big hats and the big extravagant
outfits. So that's what we're looking for. And we're going to have some judges out there who are looking for the best hat and the best dressed.
I'll be
and done. Couples, men, women. And then we're also going to have some specialty drinks. So if you are going to be there with us, we'll have some specialty drinks that, and then proceeds from that will go to Discovery Depot also.
Specialty drinks would be, isn't that the mint julep?
Yes. we are not going to have that as one of our, specialty drinks, but we created, they at Jimmy's Pizza came up with two great bourbon type drinks for
of
us.
Of course.
Where the proceeds will go to Discovery Depot if you choose. And you can also carry those out now under the new guidelines. You can also get one of those and carry out with your pizza if you'd like. And that helps Discovery Depot as well. But there is a mint julep gift basket that'll be available for the raffle as well. So we are trying to incorporate all of that into the evening.
Yeah. What an interesting fundraiser. I don't think anybody's done anything like this around here before.
No, and that's kind of what we were thinking. Like, what's different? What's fun? What's going to get people excited now that we've all been home for the last year and, you know, just have a good time? So
that's right. Kentucky Derby, again, May 1st, 3 until 7. You don't actually have to stay for the whole thing, but if you want to get dressed up. And what's the whole bow tie thing? Is that a big part of it, too? The guys?
That's for the men.
Elaborate bow ties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy.
I'll be darned.
And we actually, it will be a fun event where there's going to be a winner's circle photo op, like kind of a photo booth. The staff at Discovery Depot and Jimmy's Pizza are all going out helping with decorations. So it is definitely going to feel like you're at the Kentucky Derby for, what did they say, the shortest sporting event there is. Two-minute race, which I think is around 5:50 or 5:55 that evening. So that's what we kind of set our time frame around, was that race.
Are you going to be watching it on the TV?
Absolutely.
That's going to be up there, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have some bourbon raffles going on that evening.
Oh,
We've had some great donations of all kinds of, I guess there's some special Kentucky bourbons out there.
Yes.
So we've had some generous donors that know about what's a good bourbon and what's not.
Right.
That have donated some specialty bottles of that for us to raffle off that evening as well.
I'll be darned. Boy, that sounds like a really wonderful event. How do I register? How do I get reserve a space?
So just call Jimmy's Pizza and ask them for a table, just how many that you're going to have.
Okay.
And they'll get you on the list. And they're just asking you to call as soon as possible. And when space runs out, it runs out.
Yeah, because that's next Saturday. So you need to get set up for that.
Exactly.
How much is it to register or to reserve a table? It doesn't cost anything to reserve?
Does not cost.
Okay.
Yep.
Great,
so that evening, our proceeds will be from the pizza sales and the specialty drinks. The contests do cost $5 to enter, but we have great prizes if you win.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the raffles would be a cost to you. And like I said, all of that goes back to support the programming and operations of the museum.
Denise, are you from around this area?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was raised in Galesburg and went away to college and came back.
Yeah. How long have you, what brought you to Discovery Depot?
I actually served on the board of directors prior to working for Discovery Depot Children's Museum. So I was involved as a volunteer, much like Debbie. And I actually was president of the board when I stepped down and took the position of executive director.
I'll be darned. How long have you been executive director now?
9 years now.
Has it been that long?
Yes, it's been nine years, and has Discovery Depot changed in that time frame. It's kind of been a fast-paced run all 9 years.
Yeah, so with being on the board and now as executive director, how long have you been involved with Discovery Depot now?
Since 2003.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, I was there.
Almost 20 years.
The old museum with the old climbing wall and the treehouse and the brick floors and... There was actually a building next to us, and I was part of that committee when we tore that down and made the playground back in 2008. So I've seen a lot of growth and expansion during my time affiliated with the museum, which is always very rewarding as a volunteer or even as an employee.
Absolutely. And Debbie, you were on the you're from here in Galesburg, right?
Born and raised.
Sure.
Right now I serve as the secretary on the board. And I think this is my second year. I've been with, Festival of Trees. So, was on that committee. I think I first started with Discovery Depot just as somebody bringing their class. So I worked for the school district and we would go on field trips there. So that was kind of a start way back when. And then just my father used to do the Festival of Trees auction. So just continuing on, just serving, and was approached by Denise to get on the Festival of Trees committee. And so just continued in serving on the board of directors. So enjoy it.
Public service is kind of in your blood, too.
Definitely.
United Way and all sorts of other things. We'll see you involved in so many different community events.
So I just travel from board to board and just continue to incorporate that. But it's a good skill to have.
I would think that any board that you're on is very fortunate to have you there because of your experience.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, your willingness to serve and that's what it takes, right, Denise, to be on a board like a Discovery Depot Children's
Museum.
Absolutely.
We have a very active board of directors, but then also during the year we have committees. As Debbie mentioned, we have to have a huge committee for Festival of Trees. That's our largest annual fundraiser that really supports what we're doing each year at the museum. And throughout the year, there's many other committees to help with fundraisers. Yeah. We have a finance committee that oversees all of our budgetary items. So we utilize a lot of volunteers just in that back-end operations of the museum.
I'm going to back up just a little bit. When did Discovery Depot Children's Museum come into existence?
1996.
Okay. And how did that happen? It just a few people said, hey, let's
a product of the leadership of Greater Galesburg class that they used to host that class through the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And we are a product of the class of 1996.
Yeah.
That each class had a project that culminated their year of training.
Yeah.
And Ann Golden was a huge part of that beginnings. They surveyed the community and the community wanted something for young families and children to do. Yeah. And so they formed the nonprofit and started with a kiosk at Sandberg Mall. We were a kiosk. And then we were in storefront downtown, which is now Kraft. The one side of Kraft used to be Shea Willie's. We were in a storefront on Seminary Street with little interactive hands-on stuff. And I actually can remember that being there. And in 2000, they opened the building, the current building that we're in, with a lot of fundraising and help. And to a lot of people don't understand that we're not a part of the city of Galesburg. We're entirely a separate entity.
Yes.
And that's unusual with museums. We get questioned a lot about, free days at the museum because you can go to Shedd Aquarium for free so many days a year.
Sure.
All of the Chicago 7 get state dollars, obviously, to have
yes.
so many free days a year. So you know, we're just very uncommon in the museum industry to have a standalone museum that is a separate organization from any kind of governmental taxing.
You mentioned, Denise, the Chicago 7, the Shedd Aquarium and all of those. And people ask you, why don't you have free days and all that? And you said because Discovery Depot, you know, those museums in Chicago get all the state money. Discovery Depot does not.
That's right. They exercise a state levy.
Yeah.
And part of that deal is that they offer so many free days a year to residents of the state of Illinois. So yeah. They're getting millions of dollars to offset that cost of people coming up for free.
Yeah. But Discovery Depot doesn't. They're not owned by the city. They're not owned by the state.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. We're our own separate nonprofit organization, which is rare.
Yeah.
And so we are not utilizing tax dollars to operate. We operate through revenues through the door and whatever we're able to either grant write or fundraise from our donors.
Yeah. And the board of directors, Debbie, you've been a part of that for a while, but it's the museum is ran by the board of directors.
Yes.
And with all the different committees. And
right. And I would say that a huge strength, you know, on Denise's side is that grant writing. And also, yeah. You know, we took a huge I was shocked when I started on the board of directors, just that there was no money. All the money that we were pulling through the doors was what we ran on, because just being somebody who has family up in the suburbs and different things and visiting different museums, we have a lot to offer in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of outside Galesburg money coming in and you know, running the museum. So. Well,
and that was you had said that it's the number one tourism draw in this area?
In Knox County.
In Knox
and
County.
In several of the counties that actually touch our
yeah.
county, border our county, yes.
Yeah, I don't think
we
people
are,
realize that.
Yes. Prior to COVID, we were close to 70,000 visitors a year through our doors, which is, you know, obviously way more than Galesburg has or even Knox County as residents. And we are tracking around 60% of those visitors are coming from outside of the Knox County area to the museum, which, you know, if they come and play, they're going to go eat, they're going to get some gas, or they're going to stop at, you know, at the retail stores down on Seminary Street. So it's all really good if we can get them into Galesburg to visit the museum.
Denise Bradburn is the executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Debbie Cratty is the secretary of the board of directors for the museum. So let's go back to those humble beginnings. Once they had the new building after, you know, when they finally had your building there on Mulberry, there wasn't a whole lot inside. It was just the first floor, right?
Yeah, it was boarded up windows, boarded up doors, you know, wildlife inside, hawks, raccoons, whatever be. So that initial board of directors, they put in a lot of man hours and cleaned up the place. And the first couple of years of existence, the executive director was a volunteer position at the museum.
Oh, they're a lot of volunteers doing the tours, helping people come in and
absolutely
taking money and all that.
And the board would come down and clean the bathrooms at night.
Gosh.
So that's how they started back in, when they got the building back in 2000 and 2001. And, you know, just went from there, grew from there.
And the displays that you had in there were from local businesses and organizations, right?
Yes, they had everything was handmade or donated. So, for example, they had a real dental chair in the museum, a real ambulance. You know, we had that ambulance in the museum for a lot of years. Half of a police car. They put a police car in there and cut off the trunk and had that in the building. So a lot of things were all done locally and by volunteers and gifted from businesses. And that's how they started the exhibits.
Yeah.
And they served the museum and the community for a long time until we renovated in 2013.
2013 was the
first floor renovation.
First floor renovation,
yeah.
And that was when it kind of went to the next level, didn't it?
Yes, right. We went from about 18,000 people through our doors a year to over 42,000.
Wow.
So it was time for an upgrade, obviously,
and
a big benefit back to and I think that's when we really became a tourism draw.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of children's museums in Southern Illinois. You drive an hour or more in between them. We have the benefit of being next to the Amtrak station. So we have a strong pull from the Naperville area.
Yes.
Chicago. We get a lot of people that come down or did pre-COVID on the train to visit the museum for the day. So
now you're part of the Children's Museum Association. Can you?
Yes.
I'm not saying that right, but could you maybe fill us in on that?
We are. We're part of the Association of Children's Museums.
Okay.
And if you choose to purchase a membership, you would get half price off of the other museums that you would visit with your family.
Yeah.
That is also our professional network. And so in that organization, Discover Depot is pretty famous. I've spoken at their annual conference 4 or 5 times now because we are not a typical story.
Huh.
We're not a part of the city's recreation department. We're not typical. We're homegrown over 25 years and started with humble beginnings. So a lot of the speaking that I do is about how do you start? And you'd be surprised the number of towns that have called or visited Discover Depot because they want what we have. And they think they can get it right away. And I said, you know, we're 25 years old. This isn't how we started.
That's right.
But yes, there are towns that want what we have here.
Yeah, wonderful. Denise Bradburn is the executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Debbie Cratty is the secretary of the board of directors. So 70,000 people coming through the doors pre-COVID last March is when it all hit. And they closed you down. When I say they, who's they, Debbie?
Well, that would be the governor.
Yeah.
But
so even though you're not a state, you are.
So
they closed you down.
Yeah, and that really, I mean, it hit hard. And in my other life at the school district, hit hard also. And so Denise and I sat down and said, what are we going to do? How are we going to get money through this door? Because we got to stay open. So she, of course, worked her magic with the grant writing and reaching out and, you know, applying for loans and different things like that, that the state was offering. But we also said, let's offer up a place for kids to come and do their e-learning. So that was something that we took on and partnered with the school district in regards to, you know, offering that place and then also, you know, offering lunches and everything that the school district was providing. So that was huge and kept us running for that time that we were shut down.
Right. So we, per the governor's orders, we had about 5 months of 2020 that we weren't allowed to have visitors through the door. And when you work to build that up, obviously, with renovations and whatnot, and that's your main revenue stream, unable to sell what we offer, curbside or delivery, you have to come in our doors to experience what we offer as our product. That's pretty devastating. Yeah. So we did the e-learning to serve families that of working parents. So we had bankers, nurses, dental assistants, you name it. We had a lot of working families that couldn't stay with their child during the day to do the remote learning and make sure they were logging on to their Google Meets.
Yeah.
So we got an exemption through the Department of Children and Family Services to offer this to children, and parents dropped them off. And with collaboration with Debbie and Matt Davis at 205, we were able to pick up lunches and bring the lunches in. We did the collaborations with the public library, brought books in. The city of Galesburg brought their mobile playground in, which offered more than we have on our playground, scooters and parachutes. We also collaborated with the Galesburg Civic Art Center, and they had art in their classrooms every Friday. So we really tried to extend it, their learning beyond just being on the computer screen. And we ended up doing that until the end of February. We actually do have one e-learner still in-house at the museum right now.
Okay. And how long each day would they do that? Would you offer that, Debbie?
Yeah, so it was all school day.
All school day?
Yeah.
My gosh.
It was even extended to later in the day. So,
wow.
But yeah, I mean, it was a huge task to take on. I know that it was a lot, and we had to hire more staff just to kind of house those kids because we didn't want to, you know, bite off more than we could chew. So we kind of limited our amount of e-learners. But then the need was just there.
Yeah.
And we thought that it was going to be for, you know, a month, 2 weeks, and then it grew and it continued on. And So we just had to bring people in to help those, to help the children. And it was a wonderful, wonderful thing in the end, as hard as it was.
Yes. And it did. It helped the museum to keep people employed that yep. otherwise we wouldn't have been able to. So while we were serving the community and helping these parents out that couldn't stay home with their children, it was also helping the museum because we were able to keep employees on staff and train them to work with the students.
Mm-hmm. That you were playing principal and executive director.
That's
many
right.
times.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the reason you had so many kindergartners is because there really wasn't many other programs in right. the area for them, younger.
Yes, students, there weren't right. a lot of programs that supported kindergartners, and we did.
Yeah.
It fits completely with the museum. So. Yeah,
absolutely. But that's a tough age, especially if they're trying to do e-learning and log on to a tablet or a laptop and to do attendance at school. And it's just,
they require a lot of additional help. Yeah. And as Debbie had shared earlier, we did end up hiring extra staff.
Yeah.
It was kind of an illusion that I thought one person could be with 10 young ones. So we had to increase that number to give yeah. more support. But yeah, it was a good place for them to be because
absolutely.
We were very conscientious about that and supporting them as much as we could.
Wonderful. And so now here we are. I don't want to say we're post-COVID because we're not, but things are relaxing a little bit and you are able to have guests.
Right. We were able to welcome guests back in again in January.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 25% capacity. Fortunately, we have a lot of square footage. So 25% capacity does allow us to have a lot of people in the building between
yeah.
the two floors. With the playground open and the caboose open now also expands that.
Yeah.
But we are switching back and trying to get people back into the museum. We've ramped up our programming efforts. So many of our programs were on hold for the last year.
Yeah.
So we've ramped up what we're offering to our visitors when they come and visit. But yes, that's definitely a focus, is to just get back and get back to where we were in 2019.
That's right. And of course, a great resource is just go to the website and you can find all the programs and all the things that are coming up here.
Yes.
Very
definitely.
Soon.
Yep. We have lots of May programs
yeah.
that we're going to talk about. Just in general, we May Day baskets. And if you're a member of Discovery Depot, then these are just kind of those extra bonuses.
Okay.
So, we have muffins with moms, Mother's Day gifts, all those things that can offer slime. I mean, who doesn't want a slime sundae?
So, is that what it is, slime sundae?
Yes. We are doing a slime sundae.
Love it.
So weather, Memorial Day crafts. I mean, there's okay. lots of different things. So if you get on the website, you can find the dates and the times and yeah. free with admission. So
that's right. That's Debbie Craddy. She's the secretary of the board of directors for Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Denise Bradburn is the executive director. Summer camp is a big part of Discovery Depot.
Right, it is. And we always do have many summer camps in the summertime.
Yeah.
This year we're doing 26 different mini-themed summer
wow.
camps. So our camps are a little bit differently formatted than, you know, you don't go away for the whole week.
Right.
We do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. You either choose a morning or an afternoon camp. They're a couple hours long, just the right amount. But we find that we get really good results, and it's extra enrichment for the kids. So we have, like I said, 26 different
yeah.
camps going over 13 weeks this summer.
Question, does the adult need to stay with the child?
No.
When they for the camp?
Nope, it's a drop-off.
Okay.
So, and we do have limited numbers, obviously, yeah. with all of our camps. But, yeah, we have all the things that kids like, Paw Patrol camp, Star
oh,
Wars
boy.
Camp.
Oh.
You know, the Cake Makers camp is always one of the favorite ones, and I think
yeah.
it's one of the fun ones to watch. We do Princess Party cardboard creations. We have camps that cover art, camps that cover STEM. Like, if you're into building and rocketry, we have something for you. We do Trolls Camp every year. That is such a popular camp.
Yeah.
Fairy gardening. This year we're adding in a H2O camp, a water-themed camp, just to help beat that summer heat. Magnificent Mixology, which is obviously a science experiment-based camp.
Yeah.
So we range from ages 4 all the way up to about 12 in our camps, and they're very affordable. If you're going to come to a morning camp, It might cost $35 to come to that camp. So very affordable. We offer discounts if you come to more than one.
Yeah.
So our goal is to really inspire kids to keep learning over the summertime. And so these camps kind of go after those popular things that they're interested in. We've offered camps on mermaids, you know, unicorns. We have planes, trains, and automobiles, all kinds of things. So definitely something for everyone's interest.
Right. So do some shopping on the websites and pick out the camps that you want before they fill up.
Social media, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter is the best place to follow us because those social media channels, they have posts multiple times a day.
Denise Bradburn is the executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Debbie Craddy is the secretary of the board of directors. Fundraising. It's a big part of what you do, and you have lots of events. Well, again, post-COVID, lots of events, and Festival of Trees is one of the biggest fundraisers that you have for the year. When do you get started on that?
We
right now.
Are.
You are. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
In March.
Okay. Yeah.
March for December.
So Festival of Trees, real quick, just explain just what that is.
Oh. It's like near and dear to my heart. Yeah. I would definitely say it's a fun night, but it's definitely a night where you go into the museum. You can see the museum if you haven't experienced it before.
Yeah.
There's lots of people who come who don't have younger kids or, you know, are just getting started with grandkids. And so it's nice to see the investment that you can donate to. But also to pick up different prizes. So I actually am experiencing a Nashville trip that I picked up from Festival of Trees coming up here. But big packages where we reach out, do national asks, but then also local asks, and have lots of vacation rentals and refrigerators, whiskey tastings, wine tastings, just lots of different things, and we had to
do an auction.
Yes,
right. You're auctioning off these big items. Yeah.
Yep. And all the money proceeds goes to Discovery Depot. Mm-hmm. We did an online platform this year, and it really didn't hurt. We had the same amount of bidders.
Well, people understood, I'm sure, that
yes.
Because they weren't able to gather together
exactly.
In person. Yeah.
Exactly. So. We have a silent auction piece. We have a live auction piece.
Yeah.
And so you get food. You have to buy tickets. And
yeah.
I'm sure we'll be at a limited capacity again this year. But
it's a very upscale event. It's a very upscale event. Yes.
Yes. And most people come after work. It's on a Thursday evening. And it is the largest fundraiser at the museum. And it does support the operations of the museum. In 2019, which was our 20th Festival of Trees.
Yeah.
We had our largest revenue from that event. And when we had to close in March of 2020, that is one thing that helped us sustain for the first 3 months closure that we incurred at the museum before grants were available or before you could even know what was happening when the governor shut us down for 2 weeks and then it was two months. That Festival of Trees revenue helped us to continue to pay our insurance, pay our utilities, people on the payroll.
Sure.
So we're very thankful.
And of course, if you just want to be a supporter of the museum, one of the biggest things you could do is buy a membership, right?
Yes. And buying a membership is actually economically the best way if you are going to visit the museum because it's admissions right now is $9.75 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so memberships range from $90 to $140. And so if you come in with your family of five, you visit three times, you have paid for your membership.
Absolutely.
It offers other benefits. The camps are cheaper. The birthday parties are cheaper. You get a discount on the gift shop. So there's a whole slew of things that you get with the membership that's a benefit beyond unlimited visits for a whole year.
That's right. So ask about membership. And before our time runs out, I wanted to get into the Kentucky Derby fundraiser one more time. It's coming up next Saturday, May 1st, at Jimmy's Pizza here in downtown Galesburg.
Yep, you got it. And behind every good celebration, there's definitely tons of sponsors.
Yes.
So Jimmy's Pizza, of course, is sponsoring. And then Jason Lumberry, Country Financial, Midwest Bank, Gale Credit Union, F&M Bank, Terry Welty, Envision Insurance, Tom and Ann Golden, And then we have some corporate sponsors. We have Blick Art Materials, F&M Bank, G&M, and OSF St. Mary's.
All right. Well, thanks to all of those businesses that have stepped up and help out Discovery Depot with this big fundraiser.
Yes.
Celebrating the Kentucky Derby next Saturday.
What a fun thing.
That's so neat.
Yeah,
so,
I'm excited.
Get your reservations set up with Jimmy's Pizza and come out and support Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
On Galesburg Live. And thank you for everything you do. It's such a something for us to be so proud of here in this area.
It is actually a jewel of Galesburg that lots of towns would love to have. And so we're very fortunate.
Absolutely.
And honestly, it is community grown and supported, and that's why we're still here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.